Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah we'll resume our weekly sessions of around 10 to 15 minute maximum with a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after having a long pause since Ramadan. So inshallah may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us tawfiq to deliver this session as well as to grant us all understanding and implementation of these lessons in our life. I was attracted by a very recently published book. It's called Kaifa Amalahum Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kaifa Amalahum Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As you can see, it's a quite bulky book, but it's very attractive. Its title is How Did He Treated Them? Okay. So lots of pronouns here. He referring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and treated them referring to a very wide category of peoples. Okay, so it's very it's founded on a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's an outcome of around 10 years of research done by a well-known contemporary scholar, Muhammad Salih al-Munajjid. Many of you know. He has this website on islamqa.com, which has lots of fatawa. Good that this book is also translated into English in two versions. One is a literal translation of this Arabic version. The other is an abridged one suitable for non-Muslims. And all these books are available in PDF versions in the website of the Sheikh himself, almunajjid.com. But I think in Al-Ubaykan there could be this hard copies as well in Al-Ubaykan, because they are the publishers. Luckily I got some gifts from the author himself here, so I thought we'll share with you here in this masjid. So as you could have guessed, this book have really went through a quite very wide range of categories of people with whom the Prophet ﷺ interacted during his life. Okay. And for example, you'll find in the table of contents, starting from the nearest one, how the Prophet ﷺ interacted with his wives, okay, and then the relatives, his children, daughters, grandchildren, neighbors, guests, and going accordingly with his maid servants, with those who have some disabilities, with poor, with rich, with the talented people, until he went to the extent that how the Prophet ﷺ interacted with non-human beings, okay, like with the jinn, with animals, with plants, how the Prophet ﷺ interacted with plants, with non-animate things. So inshallah we'll have a very enjoyable journey with this book in our subsequent sessions. But just to start the flavor of this discussion, I would like to just introduce, first of all, the very famous verse with which I started the prayer, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرُ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا from Surah Al-Ahzab. Here the Prophet ﷺ addressing us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Ummah, saying that for you, in the story of the Prophet, in the life of the Prophet, Uswa Hasana. This is a key word. Yusuf Ali translated it as a good pattern. Pixel translated it as a good example. Okay, Uswa Hasana. But all boils down that in the life story of the Prophet ﷺ, there is something for us to follow. Okay, and embedded within this ayah is the fact that the Prophet ﷺ is a human being. Okay, so he has in his life things for us to follow. So the Prophet ﷺ's life is full of events for us to follow. And from whatever angle you look into the life of the Prophet ﷺ, you'll find there is an example for some people. So starting from being a religious leader, he was also a husband. He was a grandfather. Okay, he was a neighbor. Okay, he was so many things. He was, you can, if you look into one angle, he was a doctor as well. You know, Ibn al-Qayyim has a big volume called At-Tibb an-Nawawi. Just what kind of things we could extract from the medical science, from the from the interactions of the Prophet, from his sayings and from his traditions. So for sure, the Prophet ﷺ's life is full of examples. But in this ayah also there is a condition. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. If someone's intention is only purely for this worldly life, then the example of Prophet Muhammad might not be a very good model for him. If someone's whole objective is just richness and this world only, then we know the Prophet ﷺ died while his his armor was given as a, what you call, bilateral mortgage for to a Yahudi, okay? Because he didn't have any penniless, he died. So his life is an example for those who wants the Yawm al-Akhir, okay? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And we should all be, our objective is يَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Nevertheless, to say that also for the dunya, the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim, they captured the whole of the earth at that time, okay? Because they followed the path, footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So just to set the scene, let us see some of the things happened with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his wives. First of all, we all know, and the historians, they specify the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had 11 wives, and their names are as follows. Some of the names you recognize, some of them might not be that well known. Khadija bint Khuwaylid, Aisha bint Abi Bakr, Hafsa bint Umar, Sauda bint Zam'ah al-Amiriyah, Zainab bint Jahshan al-Asadiyah, another Zainab bint Khuzayma al-Hilaliyah, Umm Salama, Hind bint Abi Umayyah al-Makhzumiyah, Umm Habiba, Ramla bint Abi Sufyan al-Umawiyah, Maymuna bint al-Harith al-Hilaliyah, Juwayriya bint al-Harith from Bani al-Mustaliq, and finally Safiya bint Huyay al-Nudayriyah. She was Jew and then converted. She was the daughter of the Jews leader, Huyay ibn Akhtab. But the Prophet ﷺ died leaving behind 9 of them. That means 2 of them died at the life of the Prophet ﷺ, and you know Khadija was among them. Also Zainab bint Khuzaymah. Okay? So the Prophet ﷺ died leaving behind 9 of those wives. The life of the Prophet ﷺ was an implementation of the verse in Surah An-Nisa, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So if Allah commands us through this Quran, this command, عَاشِرُوهُنَّ, live with them with kindness, بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So we could surely say the Prophet ﷺ was the first person to implement this ayah in his own personal life. So the Prophet's life was all example of عَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. More explicitly, Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith explicitly, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. This hadith in Tirmidhi, narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. Here the meaning is that the best among you is the one who is best towards his wives. Okay, لِأَهْلِهِ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ, and I am the best in treating with my wives. So let us listen to some of the things their wives themselves said about the Prophet ﷺ. First of all, Ibn Abbas is narrating this practice that the Prophet ﷺ did almost every day. The practice starts as follows. قَالَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمِ إِذَا صَلَّى الصُّبْحَ جَلَسَ فِي مُصَلَّى. After the Fajr prayer, Prophet ﷺ used to sit on his place, on his musalla, doing dhikr. وَجَلَسَ النَّاسُ حَوْلَهُ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ. And the Sahaba or the others attending the masjid, they also continued in this position in the masjid until the sun risen. ثُمَّ يَدْخُلَ عَلَى نِسَائِهِ إِمْرَأَةً إِمْرَأَةً. Then the Prophet ﷺ would go and pass by each of his wives. And you know that the hujurat of the Prophet's wives was just beside his masjid today. Okay? So all those rooms were attached, okay? So close by. So Prophet ﷺ used to pass by each of them. يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِنْ, gives them salam, وَيَدْعُو لَهُنْ, and supplicates for them. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ إِحْدَاهُنَّ كَانَ عِنْدَهَا. But at the end of the day, Prophet ﷺ has allocated by rotations. For each wife, there was by rotation, he would go stay with in the, at the night with one of them. So this hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, and it is in Tabarani. Aisha radiallahu anha gives more detail. So this Ibn Abbas narration, this is a practice in the morning. Aisha radiallahu anha says in a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ إِذَا انصَرَفَ مِنَ الْعَصْرِ دَخَلَ عَلَى نِسَائِهِ فَيَدْنُو مِنْ إِحْدَاهُنْ. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after he finishes his asr, he would go to his wives, فَيَدْنُو مِنْ إِحْدَاهُنْ, and he will be more intimate to them. Okay? So the morning ones is the purpose is to just give salam and make dua for them. In the asr, it is more elongated and in more intimate relation after asr. فَيَدْنُو مِنْ إِحْدَاهُنْ. Ibn Hajar, you know Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, is the most famous commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari in his Fath al-Bari book. So Ibn Hajar said, الَّذِي كَانَ يَقَعْ فِي أَوَّلِ النَّهَارِ سَلَامٌ وَدُعَاء وَالَّذِي فِي آخِرِهِ جُلُوسٌ وَاسْتِئْنَاسٌ وَمُحَادَثَةٌ. So the one that was happening in the evening, it's more socialization, interaction, okay? But in the morning, it's a brief one, more dua and salam, and then Prophet ﷺ might give more time to the state. Okay, he has to manage the whole state at that time. In another hadith by Anas radiallahu anhu is another fact. كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, this is in Muslim, كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تِسْعُ نِسْوَةٍ فَكَانَ إِذَا قَسَمَ بَيْنَهُنَّ لَا يَنْتَهِي إِلَى الْمَرْأَةِ الْأُولَى إِلَّا فِي تِسْعٍ فَكُنَّ يَجْتَمِعْنَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ فِي بَيْتِ الَّتِي يَأْتِيهَا. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had 9 wives, because Anas narrated this incidents after Khadija died and the other wife died. So Prophet ﷺ continued quite some long time with 9 wives during his life. So Anas saying the Prophet ﷺ had 9 wives, but each one's rotation will come after 9 days, because by turn. But the other wives will gather at the house of the one who has the rotation. Okay, they will gather all of them in the house of, and then they will continue some socialization, chatting, and then everyone leaves, and the Prophet stays with the one who is scheduled for. Okay, that's nice. So all this shows how the intimate relations Prophet ﷺ had, and also it shows how the Prophet ﷺ really gave time to the wives. Okay, and he never made any imbalance in his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we'll have this interesting discussion, inshallah, in our subsequent sessions, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge and understanding of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and helps us to, inshallah, implement it in our life. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad.